This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 22nd of January 1958. The title of this lecture is The Bank Out of Control and Its Stabilization, Question and Answer Period. This tape is 28 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Now we want to take up any specific question which you might have with regard to the processing and the phenomena with which you have been intimately associated the last few days. You might have had something happen here, yes?
On the start-change-stop process, on the change section, on the, when you say, did you change that body, ran difficulty on the idea of changing the body. What about adding position after that? What was wrong with adding position after that? Body position.
Oh, I wouldn't. That question's come up before. Did you change the body? Did you change it? Did you change its position? It's come up before. It was already thrashed through a year or two ago. Well, the idea was occasionally you'd get somebody that you could implant, and he'd eventually get the idea that he could change his mind. that's as sensible an answer as any other. There's nothing wrong with saying change that body's position. There's this, however, definitely. Change is the one you run the least of, and is bound to get trouble. And I think all you smelled there was trouble with change. I've just in this lecture covered elsewhereness, haven't I? This whole idea of elsewhereness is for the birds. And all you run change for is to unsettle his smug complacency that he is now able to start it or stop it. Particularly to unsettle his stoppingness of it. You should know right now that SCS is not a perfect process. Stop CS is. You understand? Stop CS is a very fine process. But start CS, just SCS, normally and generally run, doesn't even vaguely get where stop CS does. Why? Stop CS is a sort of a hold it still. An arrivingness, a there-ness. It answers up all the considerations that we need answered up. And start CS doesn't. It puts no emphasis on stop. It puts equal numbers of stuff on start and change, you know. And change itself is very unsettling. And for you to get into an argument on the subject of change in start CS is awful usual. See, I mean, that's a very usual argument. I'm glad you brought it up. Because I wish to tell you that your start CS is simply run to get a preclear under control, not as a therapeutic process here. If you were running it as a therapeutic process, you'd be running stop CS. And you'd graduate into stop CS with a little start CS, just to get him under control again. Start CS, the thing gets him under control. Stop CS would make him 8 feet tall on a slow freight, see? We're not running these processes to be therapeutic on start CS and connectedness. See? CCH zero, present time problem, start CS and connectedness are being run simply to get a preclear under control. Yes?
Would you care to relate the there-ness and elsewhere-ness and here-ness and now-ness with a game's conditions insofar as here-ness and now-ness might be considered to some degree a no-game condition, and elsewhere-ness a game condition.
Right. Very good. You've answered it yourself.
Okay. But we're dealing with here-ness and now-ness.
Right.
Okay. Now then, are we getting away from game conditions then?
You said it.
Okay.
You know why? It's because creative processing, as we're doing it, evidently runs out the basic pins that make game's condition necessary to process on the preclear. See, we've graduated into a series of processes which bypasses it. That's why the condition of clear can be obtained.
Billy Clear then can more or less drop down two games anytime he wishes.
Certainly, certainly.
Okay, I understand.
It just cuts games to pieces. It's something a fella has to persevere through. That's all there is to it.
What I wanted to say was, in this there-ness as opposed to here-ness, wouldn't it be an idea when such a blow is blowing up to remind the cricketer of here-ness? I mean, one could get even to the basic, possibly, to say, well, have I been here or come into present time?
Mm-hmm.
It's very apparent that it is the bank being there.
Oh, yes.
So couldn't you do that as a direct approach?
Ah, yes, you can do it as a direct approach, but you're doing it anyhow, with everything actually that you're doing. That's why, you know, you mustn't linger too long on the basic steps of approach to step in your intensive procedure, 5, 6, 7, so forth. You just mustn't hang around. The staff auditors never got this last week at all, and they had a dreadful time. They all made it. Everybody's profiles improved and everything else, but they were doing it on a basis of 20 hours doing an approach, you see, and 5 hours of doing some processing. You get the idea? And the 20 hours of approach were just cutting the pre-clear to ribbons, knocking out his games condition, lousing up his general status, putting his bank right where he was, chewing him up like mad. Therefore, those are not therapeutic. They're simply to get the pre-clear under control so that he can do the other. And it's a ratio, if you've got to have a ratio here, and it's not a good thing to give a ratio, because you do it as fast as you can do it. You can do it also by altitude, you see. You can almost totally bypass those approach steps, see. And you can just use altitude. You go around telling people what a good auditor you are long enough, and you've got enough altitude. Obviously, some other people use this.
Maybe I shouldn't ask because I'm a PC, but I was wondering how much communication there ought to be in SCS. Because as a PC, you could start talking out all your life computations on what kind of problems you prefer to what kind of problems.
Well, that's fine. A PC, merely, however, is just supposed to be a PC. And he could do this, and it's actually, if the auditor recognizes that all he's trying to do is put the PC under control so that he can be audited on some therapeutic processes to take him up through the moon, see, fast, why, he'll shut this off. Otherwise, he could monkey with it for the rest of his life, you see.
But if the auditor wants to know what's going on, then the PC's going to start trying to figure out what's going on.
Well, let me tell you this. We're up against a brand new thing here. Our approach processes are so good, you see. They're so much the real thing. They're so much better than even we have had. You see, in the years prior to 56, the approach processes are so hot that they're apparently very therapeutic. And the pre-clear sees this, and he sees himself getting over things, and he sees himself changing, and he says, I'm on my way, fine. The auditor mustn't fall into this trap. So it's perfectly all right for the PC to conceive that he is on his way and to take full advantage of the therapeutic aspect of these approach processes. But the auditor shouldn't. Yeah, if Freud had these approach processes, man, he'd had it made. He wouldn't have had to finish his career with a pathetic paper he finished his career on. Do you know the paper he wrote? Do you ever hear of the paper he wrote just before he closed the shop up? Gathered himself his Marble Orchard piece.
What's the name of that piece?
It's Psychoanalysis, Terminable and Interminable. A sad piece, if there was one. Did it go on forever? Same question some of us were asking in 1950 when we were raising embryos. Did it go on forever? Yes.
This is on a different subject, but first and second postulate phenomena.
Yeah.
Is this a factor? Is this a consideration? If it's a consideration, why is it so damn general?
Well, it's evidently fact. Evidently a fact. And by the way, this is a misnomer, and you should know, in all fairness to you, that it is. These numbers have never been well rationalized, you see. And that is to say, you start from a fact, and then you get a postulate which is contrary to the fact. So you get a point of self-denial, which then starts into a games condition. See? That's all you have to know about your first and second postulate. I don't know if that answers your question. All right. Yes?
How much under control should that bank be unconnected?
No, it isn't the bank that you want under control. The bank will come under control on your creative processing steps. You want the PC under control. Now, how much under control should he be? That you have him under control to the degree that he will do a subjective command without wiggling or departure. And that's all you want. And with a lot of people, you have that at once. See? Actually, with the bulk of people, you have it at once. If you were to look at profiles, you would find those profiles, even on the middle ground of an APA sheet, will do it at once. But those profiles which lie along the bottom will not do it at once. So to be sure, you just make sure everybody will do it.
Are you looking for exteriorization in this
CSP? No. No, you get it, though, don't you?
Well, I don't know. I try to get it.
No, well, don't worry about it. You get the exteriorization. As a matter of fact, Stop CS is the damnedest exteriorization process you ever had anything to do with. I've seen more people fly out of their heads. I've seen lots of people fly out of their heads on Start CS. It's almost impossible to keep them in. Connectedness and so forth. Of course, you have a treat in store for you. You have an exteriorization process that ends all exteriorization processes in subjective, keep it from going away. Only it has the lovely, lovely aspect of not letting the preclear realize it. The preclear goes ahead and bangs out of his head and flies all over the doggone place and tries to locate the body. And he said, let's see, in front of that body. Let me see. The body. Oh, yes, there it is. All right, in front of that body. I'll mark up that. And they do this, and they never say, well, you know, I'm out of my head. They never cognite on it at all, and they're out someplace, Lord knows where, 8 miles away. You know, putting things in front of the body and back of the body and above the body and below the body. And the person knows all about the phenomenon of exteriorization. They've told you they've never been exteriorized. After a few sessions and so forth, they'd say, well, we'll get up to exteriorization now someday. It's quite remarkable. They never recognize it because it's so smooth. If you want somebody to bang out of his head rather impermanently, just have him ask him to keep his head from going away. Just keep his head from going away. And to make a second terminal just to monkey with, why, keep his knees from going away, you see, and keep his head from going away with his hands, and keep his knees from going away, and keep his head from going away. He'd come out of his head. There's no doubt about that. I don't care how stuck he is as a black guy. He might not ever come out again on the same process, but he will blow out of his head. Oh, yeah, you'd have to run it and run it and run it. It's a long haul, though. I mean, that's a long one. Now, subjective, keep it from going away, and six directions. That one works it up on a gradient scale and knocks out all those things which kept him pinned in his head in the first place. You see, his head isn't keeping him pinned in his head. See, he isn't pinned in his head because of his head. He's pinned in his head because of this second universe I was talking about, the mind. The mind pins him in his head. Okay. So he's actually pinned in the mind. He's not pinned in his head.
This lecture is continued on side two of this cassette.
Yes?
I'd like to know if this procedure that we are using in this, in the intensive, will do away with all the other steps?
Oh, no. No. The procedure which we're using does not do away with all the processes we have. I'll tell you at once what one of these things would amount to. Let's take the case that this procedure does not undercut. For instance, this procedure does not undercut a lot of cases. They don't start at the bottom there with the present time problem. See? They're not in communication. Now, you couldn't talk to them about help. Take the person who's lying there unconscious. You certainly can't start with this procedure. You've got the CCH1, CCH2, CCH3, CCH4. You have somebody who can't even vaguely get the idea of keeping anything from going away. You know, I mean, he just can't get the idea. You have to come around to objective keep it from going away. And there's a tremendous number of processes which we have, and all of them have their place.
Starting from any real world cases, but once they're able to do these processes, you wouldn't use any of the other real processes.
You wouldn't waste time on them. You've gotten a much faster process. See, everything you wanted to do with a case is done by a case with this objective: keep it from going away, hold it still, and make it more solid. And everything you wanted to do with a case is done by those processes anyhow. And there it is. I mean, at those ranges then, yes, you would abandon these processes. But how about just picking out somebody out here and he has a headache? Boy, I can tell you 60, 70, 80, 90 processes that you could run on him that do something with a headache. See? And the general use of these things in assist, the use of these things to pick up a case, the use of these things to knock out a specific aberration without putting somebody into session for clear, one shouldn't overlook those. Although I dare say a lot of these things will disappear, which are quite valuable. For instance, wasting male bodies has cured more homosexuality. You can shake a stick at.
I had an offer for a homosexual in Princeton.
Right.
And I turned it down because I just wasn't quite sure what to run on. And I just wrote up the straight processes and whatnot, but...
Now, the roughest cases in the world, they're the cases that Freud said in his 28th lecture, last paragraph, that they were too far out of this world. He called them detached people. He was trying to cope with a remote viewpoint. He didn't realize it. A fixed remote viewpoint. And what we've got here on these creative processes that we are now doing, not only does this specifically, but it knocks out all these remote viewpoints. Quite incidentally. But you shouldn't have closed it out. You should have, you shouldn't have knocked it up. Why don't you write me a letter? Because we've handled a tremendous number of those doggone things. It's awfully hard to get those guys to sit still, though, you know?
But would you have male bodies?
Yeah.
In a bracket.
Doesn't
he have to be able to knock them up?
No. Old expanded Gita was gorgeous in that it would operate whether the guy could get a picture or not.
He'd have to find ways.
Yeah, that's right. There's a dozen ways to run it, but all of them were effective. Yes?
This is a little bit off the track, but I'd like to know what kind of things that you used to deal with willingness, like things that you tried.
Deal with willingness? Well... I'm afraid that my handling willingness is crude. I'm not being smart, it's crude. We don't have a good answer to willingness this time. Let's not be optimistic. Fellow who has to have some willingness to sit still or we can't audit him. And we're still up against that. Now the CCH 1, 2, 3, and 4 do promote willingness. And a lot of it depends upon the degree of participation. Now, we ask, what is willingness? Well, we have to ask the idea of what are we trying to make willing, a bank or a thetan? Evidently, a thetan is always willing, and if you simply persevere along the line, you will find the willingness is there. It is our automaticity, however. See, his willingness is our automaticity. It's the only thing that's on automatic right now, willingness. He has to have some willingness. But we can rather safely assume, and we have never seen the contrary, that a thetan is basically willing. See, he is basically willing, but what suffers is trust, his fear that you will not persevere, the feeling that you may leave him up in the air, see? And as you proceed onward and show him that you are trying and that you are sticking with it, you are doing the best you can, and that you will not be gainsaid, then makes him willing. His willingness is at first tentative, very tentative. And you have to prove that it was well placed before it takes place. Do you see that? Well, that's the modus operandi we use. And when I say I belong to the old crude school, I do. I'll play tricks on preclears to make them more willing. I told one not too long ago, well, it's all right with me. You can sit there and it's a matter to me one way or the other. Fellow had been sent up, been placed in my paws by a district attorney a very short time ago. I says, all right with me? I don't care which one. Oh, he says. I said, yeah, it's just as blunt as that. I said, it doesn't matter to me. I'm perfectly willing to sit here and do the job, but you can go to jail. It's all right with me. I said, it's probably easier to sit there than it is to sit in jail. He agreed that it was, and we went on and got some auditing done. Crude, huh? That's backing up a hearse suddenly, but of course I was operating from some standpoint of too much altitude as far as he was concerned. We couldn't get into ARC. I'd been painted up to him as God knows what, see? And he was in a state of fixed awe, you know? Didn't work at all. I heard on the monitor up there a preclear one day who was also a criminal. This was another person, along with this other person, came to us from rather peculiar circumstances. The auditor got this guy from, help me? No, nobody could help me. I might be able to help myself, but nobody else could help me. Help somebody else? No, I couldn't help anybody else. That's impossible. Nobody helps anybody else. And he ran the bracket himself, see? Explained it all out. Factual snarl. One of the wildest things you ever listened to. I never heard anybody as 1-5 and as ornery on the subject of help. Just the most casual question. Well, I might take some medicine. That might help me. You couldn't help me. You don't know what you're doing, you know. Wow. The auditor just kept chewing away on this thing, and as the little bird wears away the rock, he finally got the guy to admit that he could help him. He was just clearing help on brackets. I think it took him 2 hours or 2.5 hours. And at the end of that time, the fellow said, yes, you could help me. I could go and get a couple of Fraulein's and a couple of fifths of scotch, and you could come along and help me forget things and have a good time. But he actually had entered this at zero. And he actually had walked it upstairs with help to a point where there was an admission that help could exist. We skipped the case after that. It was not that important to us. We had established one thing, and that is that the gradient scale of help would have walked him into an ability to be audited. We could have worked him up to that. We had demonstrated that. We didn't have, on the limited research budget that we travel on, we don't have many people. We don't have very much to do with, and we have to take some wild shortcuts. And that was one of these shortcuts. We simply said, well, we could have cleared help with this fellow, as ornery as he was, up to a point where he could have been helped. And we demonstrated it. So maybe just clearing help is your total answer to willingness. If I found some old granny sitting in the middle of a family that was chewing everything up, you know, I ran into one of these one time. Boy, she wouldn't let anybody in that family get audited. She held the purse strings on the thing. It was folly. And nobody realized she was totally out of communication. She was the worst case I ever walked into, and everybody thought she was wonderfully good shape. If I ran into such a case, again, I wouldn't argue with her about Scientology. I would simply start clearing help. And every time I visited her, and got around her, I would clear help for 10 or 15 minutes. And I would just saw through that bank, because help is one of the neatest little meat saws you ever had in your hands. Fellow's been left on too many asteroids with no relieving squadron. He knows help's impossible.
Any preferential specific command to use on help?
Help's a two-way comm thing. It becomes a liability to issue too much of a command for help.
There is an understood command in help, and that merely guides the communication. Is could you help anybody? Could I help you? Could you help me? Just a bracket sort of a question, you see. And that is the middle motive. But if that is all an auditor does, he maybe not win.
Okay, what about the how? Is that important?
Oh, yeah, you can run into how. It's a two-way comm process rather than a process, right? How could you help me? Has anybody ever helped anybody? Most every auditor neglects that outer bracket, and boy, is that thing hot. Have people ever helped people? I had a guy sit down 1-5 for a half an hour. He was perfectly good PC. And we just hit this one by accident. He 1-5 for about, a half an hour on the subject. Nobody had ever helped anybody, and everybody was out to gouge everybody. And this nebulous everybody finally even got to him. And he finally said, everybody, now who am I talking about? Which is an interesting cognition all by itself. Right.
But another one who was psychotic, I think I couldn't use it on all the brackets, just on a few.
You couldn't use it on all the brackets?
No.
Well, that's possibly because you were using it as a process.
It wouldn't make it, it wasn't real for him, all the other brackets.
Well, that's interesting. There was a low reality case.
Just you, myself, could I help somebody else? That's as far as you could go.
All right. That was as far as his reality on people went. Yeah. See, all these buttons are hot as firecrackers therapeutically. You understand that, don't you, class? I mean, they're all hot. And it is a tremendous temptation to sail along the line. See? Say, boy, have I got this case rolling. You know? Zing, let's go. And you find yourself about 8 or 10 hours of processing later. Improved, yes, but you haven't gotten where you're supposed to go. They're all derailers. And nearly everybody running this intensive procedure is getting derailed right there in the early stages because of the tremendous power of the buttons in CCH0 and body control. And auditors at first started just to get on an E-meter, and then they found out they could clear the brakes and stops and communication points on an E-meter, and they'd start clearing these things up. They found this E-meter again, and it's a hot instrument, you know, and you can run a person right on an E-meter with two-way comm. Slow freight, but you can do it. And they were so fascinated with this because they were getting further with pre-clears, and they'd gotten for some time, that I had the devil's own time dynamiting them off the E-meter and getting them over into clearing. Fabulous. Of course, you only have to clear one person and see how far you got to accomplish all these other things than to not worry anymore about whether they're therapeutic or not. You then have a definiteness about your approach for which there's no substitute. That's what we're doing right here in this class. Okay, that's our time. Thank you very much. I'll see you tomorrow.